WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died, passing away at her family home in Georgia just days after entering hospice care. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Rosalynn Carter's most significant role was that of presidential advisor. When her husband decided to run for the presidency, Rosalynn campaigned nonstop, visiting 41 states. Impressed with her combination of self-discipline and southern charm, reporters nicknamed her the Steel Magnolia.
Rosalynn died with family at her side, including her husband and former President Jimmy Carter. She was 96. Former President Trump picking up an endorsement from Texas Governor Greg Abbott Sunday. Abbott lent his support as he and Trump served Thanksgiving meals to Texas National Guard members. Just ahead of the Monday morning commute, some welcomed relief for Los Angeles drivers, as officials say a stretch of Interstate 10 that was damaged by a fire earlier this month will reopen weeks ahead of schedule. This is ABC News. Video being released of a controversial arrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last summer. Police seen taking down a man holding a baby.
Put the baby down now!
Two Kenosha, Wisconsin police officers involved in this disturbing arrest have been suspended as newly released video of the incident sheds light on the violent altercation at an area Applebee's.
Stop it! Hey, please, but you can stop!
Officers tried to get a father to put his baby down as he was being detained, believing he was the suspect in a hit-and-run accident nearby. Jermella English Jr. and his partner Shayna Boyd matching a description. English tackled to the ground, his son grabbed by employees seconds before officers appeared to repeatedly punch the father. Then they pepper sprayed Shayna Boyd.
ABC's Alex Prechet. The actual suspects were later found hiding in the restaurant's bathroom. A Los Angeles court set to hear evidence Monday over whether rapper Aesop Rocky should stand trial on allegations that he fired a gun at a former friend and collaborator outside a Hollywood hotel 2 years ago. He's pleaded not guilty. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly at...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on the faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks Saturday night. Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 33. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 44 tomorrow. Lows around 32 tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dom, it's a happy hour, though. Friday edition, airing of the grievances, not only allowed, it's encouraged this hour, and I got a pair of Badger football tickets for the game in Madison tomorrow night, 6:30 kickoff, Nebraska, the Cornhuskers coming to town. My Badger's trying to become bowl eligible, Dom. It's,
yeah, how's that working out?
If they win tomorrow, they're bowl eligible. It'd be just all right, fine. All right. We can, you know, still have a respectable season. And I got two tickets, not season tickets, just one game only in Section W. Those are pretty good. Those are like on the 10-yard line down towards the field house end. And this hour, if you want them, let Aaron know. He's lightly screening your calls at 844-967-2789. Give him a good story or something. But unfortunately, Dom, we've already turned to Badger basketball coverage in four different markets.
Oh, no.
And the Bucks tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. So we are getting preempted all around the state of Wisconsin.
I saw the line, just for the record, Curdy. Badger is giving up 6 at home tomorrow.
Giving up 6? I will not be taking that action. Yeah. No, thank you. The initial
call
line,
the comeback, Curdy.
The initial line was Badgers by 4.5. I had a giggle. That was coming off their getting their asses handed to them last weekend. But this weekend's going to be different, Dom.
It's a whole new weekend. A whole new day, Curdy.
Well, let's hope so. It's a whole new Saturday. So, two tickets. Let Aaron know if you want them. And you got to have a good, interesting take or story or grievance or something. You got to earn them. Little something for the effort, you know?
A little something.
And we got Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Fine. Jolly good fellow. Mike Clemens going to give us a little sports update here at 5:30 today, Dom, calling in. I bet, well, let's see, Bucks at home? No, they're at Charlotte. So I bet he's probably gearing up for a Packer game. You know, Packers go off this weekend as well. And then we got to turn it around on Thursday on Thanksgiving against the Detroit Lions.
Oh, uh-oh, Crudy. I don't want to ruin your day, man. Lions are going to be tough.
Well, here's the good news. daytime game, if you're in Milwaukee, please consider listening on 1400 AM WRJN. Racine Kenosha, you can grab us on the FMs, 99.9, 98.1 FM. But we got the Packers down on the flagship this weekend. They got the Badgers tonight, tomorrow night, and the Badger hockey team ranked number one in the nation. They're playing tonight as well. I don't even know if that one's being broadcast. We are jammed up with sports around here.
How about politics. Women's volleyball? I mean, they're top of the nation too, right?
They're not number one, but both men's and women's hockey are currently number one. I don't know, like 20 years ago since the Badgers were number one, the Badger men's team. That is a rapid improvement for that Badgers men's team. They have not been so good. So that's been encouraging as well, Dom. And yes, the female volleyball team, the lady volleyball team, oh my God, they're damn good. I watched that Nebraska match and I watched, you know, I think I might be the problem because I watched a little of the, I watched all of the Nebraska and a little of the Penn State and they lost that night. They've only got two losses on the season. I saw both of
come on, man,
those losses. Team, I'm a jinx. I'm a cooler, Dom. What'd I do? Dom, what about the politicking? The grievances.
844-967-2789. Well, there's a couple of pieces out there. We'll get to them. Dana Milbank at the Washington Post, perhaps. But let's get some callers in, man. Let the callers air of the grievances. Tom from L.A., the leftist coast. Tom, happy Friday, man. What do you got for us
today?
What
are you doing, Tom?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Actually, I'm going to go out drinking tonight, so it should be fun. Anyway, we the people ultimately are the government. And again, the reason I say that is because it doesn't matter if you're on the left or the right. It is about we the people, and it's about all of us being involved in our government and not about the billionaire class buying our government and buying our politicians to do what they want them to do. Also, people really need to remember the one thing with Widow Hendricks and Scott Walker, and when she said, how can we make this into a red state? And he said, we're going to use a plan, which is a plan that they used it back in Germany in the 30s, which was divide and conquer. And just remember, they're going to do everything they can to try to divide even the progressives from people that might be more middle of the road, you know, what have you. They're going to do whatever they can, the Republicans and the Russian bots and any of the social media that's out there is going to do what it can to divide up even a little bit. And I would just really, really use as a warning to everybody, not a warning, but definitely something to think about, that if you want to have like Hamas has in Gaza, then that's where you have no government. That's when you have bad government. That's when you have authoritarians like they do in Israel right now with Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what happens to the whole place. It all basically starts to get burnt to the ground. So please, everybody, vote for democracy. Don't vote for authoritarianism. Don't vote for one person. Vote for we the people.
I agree with most of your sentiments. Tom, let me ask you. Legalize marijuana.
All right.
If Joe Biden threw it out there, would that change the entire elective outcome? Don't you think that would just crest Joe on a blue wave?
I do believe it would, yes.
Here's the other part. I know we'd like to associate the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, the Wankinator, with, let's say, Hitler, the whole divide and conquer concept. But, you know, I find earlier references all the way back to like Julius Caesar. That's sort of an old concept in both war and politics. Divide and conquer. I think that precedes the wanker and Hitler and probably a lot of us. That's an older concept than Hitler.
I would agree with you on that one as well. I just know that the good people of Wisconsin and the people there in the rural areas where I'm from in that rural area of Wisconsin, that, you know, we're not supposed to be about dividing people. We're supposed to be about coming together. It's about helping your neighbor out if, you know, the barn is blown over from a windstorm. Or it's about, you know, helping your neighbor if, you know, someone's sick, you bring them chicken soup. You know, things like that. That's what Wisconsin is about. And I would just really, really just say to all the people in the rural areas and in the suburban areas that, look, don't let Wisconsin become a divide and conquer state like it had under the previous governor. Start looking at it like, how can we help each other and how it is that we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we just need to do what is in the best return on investment for we, the people. And, you know, I don't have a problem with people like Gary and people like that. I totally vehemently disagree with them. But I don't think he's a bad guy. I'm sure he'd be fun to have a beer with and actually have a conversation with.
Gary wouldn't buy your beer.
Done before with some of these guys.
Tom, Gary shorts you on the beer. Let me ask you.
Then forget him if that's the case. Yeah, I bought him one.
in that same vein, CJ and I have plans on Monday evening next to lock ourselves in a room and record the conversation, Tom. And if worthy, it's going to play out on the radio, maybe over the Thanksgiving holiday, just to prove that, you know, even the D-bag of the year 2022 is a human being underneath it all. And Tom, I think you're going to be shocked when you hear the humanity in CJ. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat my turkey.
Just don't let him say the word border. Don't let him say the word inflation. Make some rules up that he can't just do the talking points.
I'm not talking about issues that are pertinent in Wisconsin. I'm not going to argue Biden versus Trump. There's no way I'm going to have that argument and waste my night.
Good luck with that one, Crudy. Because I don't think he can. Here's the thing.
How can you exclude inflation? How can you exclude the border? No, I mean, these are issues.
I'm just kidding. I just know when they call Earl's show that those are usually the main talking points, whatever it was last night on Fox News or right wing hate radio all day long. You know, that's usually what they're throwing up.
Tom, we'll leave that on the cutting room floor. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to bore you with such. When we get to the good stuff,
let me ask you a question, Tom.
Then we'll play it.
Tom, yeah. Let me ask you. I know you're always on message on the We the People, and you know I got the tat, man. You know I'm down with that. But a lot of the people don't engage, Tom. You know we don't keep ourselves abreast of the issues. Or, you know, and you know everyone's got you know their self interest in mind. They got to take care of themselves. They got to work. They got family. They got kids, et cetera, et cetera. How do we get people to engage on a more regular basis? I mean, going to a Trump rally is not necessarily engaging in self-governance. You know what I'm saying? How do we make it more palatable and engaging for those that would, you know, if you don't engage, it's easy to say, well, screw all that, screw them. This never works for me anyway. You know, because when you do that, you got to take a little bit of responsibility then, Tom. How do we make people do that? How do we encourage 100%. People to do that?
100%. And I think one thing the American people really need to understand is, you know, are they just tired? Are they just like, you know, don't want to have people make decisions in their best interest? They want to just have a authoritarian king, you know, make all their decisions? I mean, they really need to ask themselves that question, because in all honesty, that's why we broke away from England.
They don't remember the breaking away from the England and the Tea Party. You know, they think they're being patriotic by wiping feces on the U.S. Capitol walls because their guy said it was rigged. Tom, hope you're well, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Mark. And party on, Cowboys. Going out tonight, he said. Tom, I am also going to party this weekend. And I got a pair of Learfield tickets for the Badger game against Nebraska. We'll give them away in the next segment. Call now.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, giving away some Wisconsin Badger football tickets for tomorrow night, 844-967-2789.
Dom, we got a couple of competing callers, so we're going to pit them against each other. The preferred take, you know, it's arbitrary criteria, but between these next two callers, whoever's got a better, funnier, more clever take, grievance, you know, we're randomly judging here, but let's see. Lynn has been on longer, so we're going to start with Lynn. You get first take, 844-967-2789. We'll try to take a few of these. Lynn, I know you want the ticket, so be clever. Give us a great grievance here on a Friday.
Hi, Lynn.
Well, I think Gary needs an intervention.
Who's going to offer the intervention, Lynn?
Well, maybe I can with the gummy or something.
Oh. Gary absolutely needs that sort of intervention, Lynn. And what would you try to convince him if you got him in a room and a little bit woozy? What would you try to convince Gary of, Lynn?
That Trump is a criminal and should not even consider running for office. He has 91 indictments against him.
Well, you make a pretty strong case there, Lynn. Now, Lynn, you hold on for a minute, and we're going to see how Dave does. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, Lynn. 844-967-2789. Your grievances, but only one pair of Badger tickets for the Nebraska game tomorrow. David from Mequon, I understand you also want the tickets. David, you better do better than a 1974 National Geographic article. What do you got for us?
Hey, David.
Hey, guys. Oh, man. For a grievance, you know what? I've been pretty happy this week for whatever reason. It's been good.
All right. That's all right.
It wasn't the Packer outcome. So, it wasn't the Badger outcome. I mean, the Bucks won last night.
So I do have one grievance.
What's that?
And it's actually, so I'm pissed that of all the teams that Craig Council had to go to was the Chicago Cubs. I can't stand the Chicago Cubs. I'm pissed that he went there, and I think it's a crime that, you know, that the Brewers weren't able to keep him away from the Cubs, because I think he's going to eat our lunch with the payroll they're going to have with the Cubs. I just very frustrated. So.
David, hold that thought. So here's what I would say. I, Dom, have come to a conclusion. We should consult here on, you know, where the people can't hear us but can see us.
Okay.
I am choosing to give it to the caller, not because David was coarse, although, you know, you didn't have to say it twice, David, but the fact that the Craig Council, while it's still accurate, we do timely and relevant around here, David. That's last week's news. We've already had Mike Clemens already had sound from the new manager of the Brewers, man. Craig who? So back to Lynn. Lynn, you get the tickets. You're gonna use the tickets. If I shoot you the tickets, I know who's sitting next to you, and they're gonna tell me whether or not you use the tickets.
You gotta use them, Lynn. That's the rule.
Oh, absolutely. Well, my calendar is clear this weekend.
Well, here's the other part. You cannot take Gary. Because Mrs. Gary will choke him off. You heard him say it. I believe him.
Forget it.
Lynn, hang tight. We'll send you some tickets, but I hope you enjoy the game. And David, you know, when you're having a good week, man, you know, don't go wrecking it by going to a Badger game. They might lose tomorrow.
Come on.
No, we're hopeful.
Thanks for the
we're
call,
hopeful.
David. We appreciate it, man. Thank
hope
you, Lynn.
Hope springs eternal, man. I remember the Dave McClain era. I remember the Don Morton wing T era of Badger football, man. And I would still watch the games mostly. But you know who's great at football these days? UW lacrosse going to the NCAA Division III playoffs this weekend.
Again? Man.
Same
you
know, as
that's
it
like
ever
old
was.
School, man. Crudy, when we went there, UW lacrosse, I think they went to two or three.
Four,
or one, two,
five
or three.
National
went
championships.
Went to more. No, well, I guess, doctor. But how many did they win? They went to several. They didn't
well,
win them
they
all.
Won under Craig Cusack. They won under Jason Gagnon, I believe, at least one national championship. And they won at least one earlier, I believe, in a NAIA Division II national championship, maybe back in the Terry Strofe days. So I believe they were three-time national champions in my, you know, three-plus years of college.
Yeah. How many years?
Three-plus.
Three plus, four plus,
more than
four, five plus.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
It was that extra third senior year that killed me.
Yeah, well, you know that's why we're so smart, Curdy, because we went longer than 4 years.
And here's the amazing part: still, the bare minimum required credits for graduation. not a credit to spare. I didn't have a
Actually,
square to
like
spare.
Weren't you a half a credit short,
well,
Michael?
Only. In criterion, in that I was supposed to have taken another half credit of gym class, you know, because we went to a Phi Ed college in UW La Crosse. But technically, truth be known, I had audited Charlie Gross's basketball class a couple years earlier. So the basketball coach taught basketball, and Bob was in the class, and they needed more players to have a full 5-on-5 run. So I would go and audit the class, and I would play against the teacher of the class, the basketball coach, and I was the university sports editor of the racket at the time, so I knew him well. And whenever I would try to interview Charlie Gross after a game, he was not a great basketball coach. I'll just put it that way. Those were not the great. Those weren't the heydays of the Eagles men's basketball team. But I'd go to a post game press conference and I'd try to interview Charlie Gross and. Hey, Crudy, remember when I took you to town in class the other day? I did that spin move. I mean, he would literally rather talk about some spin move he pulled on me to shoot a three because the guy was like a 5'4" basketball coach. He could shoot the three, but coaching, not so much. Not so much. So,
Crudy, you are way too humble. Not only were you the sports editor of the racket, you were also the host of the longest running call-in sports show in UW lacrosse history.
Well, I had to create that show, so I had a show. You know, I deserved a platform, Dom. Sports Talk Live, what do you got for us? Me and Runkle did that show first, and I learned some 20 years later the show was still in existence and the most in-demand show of the, you know, if you went for a mass comm degree at UW lacrosse.
They don't make those anymore, right?
Well, they don't actually have the mass comm degrees anymore at UW lacrosse.
Curdy took the last one and left.
All 118 credits of it, baby. Judith Kuiper signed it. It's still laying on my desk. I got that diploma. I saw it today. I can prove it. I'm going to bring it out when they win the national championship. Hold it up on the radio. Yeah, so all the people
Eagles
can see it on the radio. Our fine sports reporter and friend Mike Clemens. A lot of sports going on. So we're going to talk to Mike next. He's going to update us. Badgers playing tonight. Bucks playing tonight. Badgers playing tomorrow night. Packers playing Sunday. A lot of sports. Go sports. Or Devils. We'll be back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died, passing away at her family home in Georgia just days after entering hospice care. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Rosalynn Carter's most significant role was that of presidential advisor. When her husband decided to run for the presidency, Rosalynn campaigned nonstop, visiting 41 states. Impressed with her combination of self-discipline and southern charm, reporters nicknamed her the Steel Magnolia.
Rosalynn died with family at her side, including her husband and former President Jimmy Carter. She was 96. Former President Trump picking up an endorsement from Texas Governor Greg Abbott Sunday. Abbott lent his support as he and Trump served Thanksgiving meals to Texas National Guard members. Just ahead of the Monday morning commute, some welcomed relief for Los Angeles drivers as officials say a stretch of Interstate 10 that was damaged by a fire earlier this month will reopen weeks ahead of schedule. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 33. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 44 tomorrow. Lows around 32 tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Think you know politics?
Again, welcome to the Devils.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Hey, Lynn, go check your cell phone. You should have two Badger tickets transferred to your cell phone. I did that during the break, you know, because nice. I got a bad memory like Dom. Don't want to forget.
Don't forget.
Dom, we got our sports reporter, Mike Clements, joining us right now. Don't want to forget, we got all kinds of sports action going on all around the state. Big league sports, state championships, all kinds of stuff. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Excellent, good, dude. Man. How are you?
Good, good, good. Keeping busy, huh?
Well, we're giving way to what? Badger basketball tonight. There's a Bucks basketball game going on tonight. And, of course, we got Badger football tomorrow. We got Packers on Sunday. But let's start with the new manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm already looking past Craig Counsell. He's in the rearview mirror. Tell me about this Pat Murphy guy.
When you were in the clubhouse the last few years, there was the bench coach, and he was quiet. He was in the background. He's the vice guy, you know, the vice president, if you will. But you hear the players talk about him, that he's a good guy. He's kind of got their back. He's the guy that they would go to and talk to if they were struggling and having troubles, and he was pumping confidence. So now you get into a packed, and I mean packed, media auditorium at American Family Field 11 o'clock yesterday morning, and here's this guy under the spotlight. And after, you know, introductions from the GM and everything, and by the way, no sign of the owner at that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's interesting.
A new manager. Isn't that weird? So they're getting into the questions, and, you know, Pat's this Irish guy with Irish sense of humor. One of the beat reporters stands up and says, so, Pat, you know, you got to the playoffs this year, one and done. What do you see, you know, the prospects for next year for the Brewers team? And he said, what do you mean by that? And then the reporter goes, well, you know, what kind of team you think you're going to have next year? And he turned over to Mike Vassallo, the PR director, and said, hey, Mike, how am I doing so far? And it's like, and people just cracked up. I'm like, Crudy, you know how good this guy is going to be with Euchre on the pregame? Oh, my gosh. He's funny as heck. He was cracking up through the whole thing. And then he shifts into tough guy mode. And so you see, that's his whole personality. He'd walk up to you and say, hey, how you doing? What's with those shoes? And maybe tease you, you know, and get you on edge and try and get the best out of you, go back and forth. And later when he really, you know, buckled down, he said, I coach with love and then discipline. You know, I get the guys to believe in me as a person and that bond, and then it's discipline, okay? You know, when we hit the line, it's focus time, and you're locked in, and you're going to try and, you know, play the best game of your life that night.
Mike Clements, our sports reporter, talking about the new manager of the Brewers, Pat Murphy, sort of off the wall, but I talked to a friend in broadcast from Chicago. I shook a fist at him, and I said, you know, now you got Craig Counsell. He said, I don't like Craig Counsell. I said, what don't you like about the man? And this, I'm going to ask you, Mike, because I didn't ever observe this. He said, Craig Counsell said a lot during his press conferences. Mike, can you confirm or deny? Did Craig Counsell say to the point of distraction at the press conferences?
Oh, he says that all the time. I have to edit all of his quotes. Because you'd never get his message on the radio. Yeah, he says that a lot. If it was a drinking game, you'd be done by the third question in a press conference.
So a valid criticism. Who knew? Mark knew what he's talking about. Knows what he's talking about. He is Mike Clements, our sports reporter, our beat reporter. And Mike, talking about being on the beat. Dude, you were at the Pittsburgh game. They came down to the final play of the game, the Packers-Pittsburgh game. You drove to Pittsburgh last weekend, dude? That's dedication.
Why? Because I was at Lambeau Field, and, you know, I got my credential in. It was about 10 days out from the game, and I was about to pick up the phone and probably get another flight where, you know, you go from Milwaukee to Atlanta to Charlotte and then to, you know, Pittsburgh, this kind of thing. And I'm always trying to keep the budgets down. And then I thought, oh, just a second. I go, Siri,
how long a drive to Pittsburgh? And she said 10 and a half hours. And I thought, I could do that. I could do it from Lambeau Field. And I did. And you know something? Once you get through Ohio and into western Pennsylvania, I mean, it's beautiful country still. You know, there's some places it's all kind of stripped out. And, you know, I hate to see that, but there's hills. And, you know, you think about the pioneers there. And so the beautiful country as you pull into Pittsburgh. You go across the Ohio Turnpike, which is beautiful roads. And, I still don't understand the tolls in some of these states. But if you enter western Ohio and go straight across, it takes about 4 hours, 5 hours. And when you end Ohio to cross into Pennsylvania, then it's time to pay the toll. How much did it cost me to cross Ohio?
No idea. $92.
No. I'm cheap, but it was 1995, and I thought it might be 10 or 12. 1995 to drive that fine road. Oh, okay. All right. But it was great to kind of, you know, clear the head. I hadn't been on that kind of a drive. I drive these drives across Wisconsin all the time, and I'll drive to Detroit on Thanksgiving to cover the Packers game there and up to Minneapolis for the Vikings on New Year's. But I just found that interesting. The Steelers fans were really intense. That's a special breed of cat, you know. And I'm just talking about the women that are at that thing. They're all intense, man. They party hard and yell at each other. You know, that's quite a group. But you know, the key thing about that game is the last play. And here, Jordan Love's not driven but once, but twice. Could be game-winning drives in the fourth quarter. And both times, on that last one, Mike Tomlin, smart coach, he's got seven guys lined up in the goal line. Mm-hmm. And LaFleur says, we practice against this all the time. And he targets Christian Watson, and the ball gets picked off. Watson got picked off twice in that game. And Jordan Love has thrown 9 interceptions this season. 5 of them were to Christian Watson in those kinds of, you know, potential game-winning situations. So that's something they have to continue to work.
This guy cannot win a 50-50 ball, Mike Clements. In fact, there's an article in the Journal Sentinel, like, don't give up hope on Christian Watson. Earlier today, like, don't forget, you know, Jordy Nelson was bad for a while and Devontae Adams was bad for a while. Well, is this guy just got to be bad for a while, Mike? Is that paying the dues in the NFL?
I guess so. And you know, there's one point that Tom Clements made up for his guy, the quarterback coach for Love, and that is, and I hate when people are constantly comparing to Aaron Rodgers' first year taking over for Favre, year 3, year 4, you know, in 2008. But he said, you know, look at all these rookies we've got and a couple of second-year guys. When Rodgers stepped into the job, he had all those guys that he'd been thrown to as a practice squad guy for 3 years. And, you know, they'd just gone 13-3 the year before. So that's a pretty interesting point, too, is that, you know, just how new everything is. But definitely, Christian, the other thing that I don't understand is, how come last year in the game against the Cowboys and the Bears, you would get Christian Watson on little short passes over the middle, and once he gets the ball, he's gone. 4.3 speed, 6.3, you know, height, and they just can't seem to get him in open, you know, where Love can hit him in stride. It's always like either the ball is hanging or, you know, the timing is off, or Watson just doesn't know how to put his body in the right spot so that he doesn't have some defensive back draping all over him at the point when the ball is high pointed and coming his way.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports reporter, joining us. Mike, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. This weekend, Packers hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. Packers getting 3 at home. That's kind of a surprise to me, Mike. How you see this matchup coming out?
I hope that they can get it over the hump at this point. You know, Tom, there's a lot of these games that they've lost with the ball in their hand at the end of the game. You've got a couple of injuries for the Chargers. Their tight end, Gerald Everett's got a chest injury. He's questionable for the game. And so is Keenan Allen, their top wide receiver. So I think that's something to count on. The Chargers, they keep shooting themselves in the foot as well. And then their quarterback, Justin Herbert, he's been dealing with a middle finger injury for the last 4 or 5 weeks. And someone asked him, you know, how's the finger doing? And he held up his middle finger to the camera and says, oh, it's fine. Why he's slipping off the media.
Sounds like a Trump rally, Mike Clemens. Our friend Mike Clemens, reporter here in the Civic Media Network. Mike, I got to ask your opinion about the whole Michigan sign stealing scandal that happened. And obviously the Badgers are playing Nebraska tomorrow. I don't know if that's a hugely meaningful game, except, you know, we'd like to see them continue the bowl streak. But I understand you asked former Packer great and coach Mike Holmgren, did he ever do any sketchy, shady stuff? What was his response, Michael?
Yeah, because, you know, Harbaugh with the, you know, the stealing signals, that kind of thing. So Holmgren was asked, you know, did you ever do anything shady as a coach? And he's paused and he said, yeah. He said, one time, he said, we were playing the 49ers on Monday night. It was in 97 when he's the head coach of the Packers. And he said, Bill Walsh was there. Now, he was no longer the head coach, but he was still part of the team, you know, an offensive consultant. And he's there at the bar in Green Bay the night before the game having a few lemonades. And a pretty lady came up and said, are you Bill Walsh? He goes, yeah. Can I get your autograph? I go, sure. So he signs it. And she takes it back to the table where she's got some other Packer fans. They flipped the piece of paper he took out of his pocket to do that autograph. And it was the first 15 plays.
Oh. So they script 15, right? Packers used to do the same.
Yeah, well, everybody got that from Bill. So one guy knows Marty Morningwig, one of the assistant coaches in the Holmgren staff, who later was the head coach of the Lions. And Marty calls Mike at the team hotel, says, I've got the first 15. No, you don't. No, I've got the first 15. And he goes, I'm hanging up. I don't know anything about it. No. I don't know anything about it. Well, guess what? Marty gave it to Fritz Schirmer, the defensive coordinator, and they beat the 49ers that night. And this thing got in the paper about a month or two later. A Washington Post reporter who had a lot of sources in Green Bay wrote that story. And then Bill called Holmgren and said, Mike, you got to bail me out. I mean, they're killing me here. And he goes, so, okay, I'll do something. He goes, yeah, there's these rumors. Yeah, it's just something happened at a bar. That's not true. You know, that's just some, you know, some sort of local legend kind of thing. But it did happen. And the guy who broke the story was the guy who wrote the Lombardi book, When Pride Still Mattered. David Moranis broke that story.
Mike Clemens, you just broke that story for us, man. So as far as we're concerned, it's your story. I do have to get your opinion on the lowly Badgers playing Nebraska tomorrow night, man. They're favored. Doesn't seem likely, but they got to become bowl eligible. Or Luke Fickell, is he on the hot seat already?
I don't know, man. He's, you know what? He's admitted that he lost it in the locker room after their last loss. They're now 0-3, you know, losing to Indiana. And he's even challenged whether these guys have, you know, lost their spirit, lost their effort in some of these games. He's really challenged them now. I mean, I think it backs up to just coming in and saying, here's what I can do. Here's what I did in Cincinnati. It's going to be air raid. We're going to pass. And they weren't ready for that. And so that they had some losses. And boy, they sure got to get one at home tomorrow night against the Cornhuskers.
Hey, Mike, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter in the last 60 seconds here, reporting of this NFL broadcaster making up sideline reports. Mike, did you ever do anything like that? And do you have any comment on your colleague in sports reporting?
Yes, I did. And that's how I've made my entire career on total lies and fabrication. Come on.
I know a guy who got elected president that way.
Yeah. That's next. I'll be the NFL commissioner. Thank you.
Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. He'll be on the scene this Sunday and next Thursday. A quick turnaround. Mike, appreciate you joining the Devil's Advocates today.
Thank you, boys.
Come on back. Last chance for your grievances. Dial them up. 844-967-2789. You got the first 15, Dub. Oh, no, urban legend never happened. The legend grows. Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Yeah, my middle finger's doing great.
You leave your peace in on, that's your call.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates,
it never
but the show
to be
is kind of a big deal.
Come heavy or don't come at all. Come heavy or don't come
and at all. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Coming heavy for one last segment. You can join us airing the grievances on this gorgeous Friday, 844-967-2789.
I want to thank our sports reporter, Civic Media's own beat reporter, Mike Clemens. That guy's killing it out there on the road, man. I love those stories. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, for real, man. I mean, the guy does a great job. He's really a professional. He's great at what he does. I appreciate it when he comes around. He's a great storyteller. He's a great reporter. And this NFL reporter who's been busted for making it up, you know, kind of appreciate, you know, guys like Mike in the profession when you read stories like that. So thank you, Mike.
Once upon a time, I was a sports reporter, Dom, and I got to tell you, I quit the sport. It's boring. Eventually, I don't mean the way Mike Clemens does it, but the way I was doing it got kind of boring because there's only so many ways to ask a guy, how's it feel to win? How's it feel to lose?
Did you give 110% today,
Trudy?
I mean,
yes, absolutely. There's only so many ways, so you've really got to love it. And I liked my teams. Like, I'm a total homer. You know, like Badger hat, Packer hat, Brewer hat. But I didn't like other people's teams. I didn't want to do the heavy lifting, the getting in the dirt and, you know, the inside baseball, all that stuff, man. That's part of the profession. But I can tell you could make up quotes on most of this stuff. It wouldn't change a damn thing, man. These guys don't say squat. What are you going to do with coach in the second half to change your outcome? Well, we're going to try tackling a little bit better. We're going to block a little better. We're going to try to score more points than they got.
Yeah, I'm going to put the basket in the hoop more than our competitor.
Now, I completely agree with those that criticize this reporter because journalism is kind of a big deal. And if you don't have a quote, just say, hey, you know, clearly this team's going to have to tackle better, score more points and block better in the second half. The coach, though, is kind of a jacknut. He wouldn't slow down. I tried tripping him. Yeah, I'd make up a story about the lack of interaction, the lack of professionalism. He wouldn't stop. You know, it's my job too here, coach. But what you don't do is you don't make it up.
You don't pull George Santos on it.
Not even about sports, Tom. Here.
Well, you're right. It's not about just about sports. I mean, you could say, oh, I'm just lying about sports. What does it really matter? Well, I mean, you're making false statements. You're attributing them to other people. Those folks may have a problem with that.
Here is my Mike Holmgren-like confession, my sports bad reporting confession. Occasionally, I couldn't read my own handwriting on the scribble pad, you know, like play at such and such minutes. Because I'd have to go and edit these things together. And occasionally I couldn't remember exactly what the score was at a certain moment. So the highlights, you know, because I'm capturing in Technicolor the actual happenings on the field. But the final scores, you know, within a point or two. Like, you knew if your team had won or not. But I couldn't remember if that kid made the extra point down the end. You know, was it 17-12 or 13?
Come on. Someone bet the mortgage on the over, man. You got to know those answers.
Here's what I can tell you. Lodi, state champions. Which is true. They won the state championship. What was the final score? That was like 27-13-ish.
Ish.
Sadly, I was responsible for the accuracy of the final scores because, you know, they'd make the graphics based on what I told them. Man.
If you say ish, that gives you lots and lots of leeway.
Well, I didn't put ish on the anchor scripts. You know, I just put the score like at that point in the game, it's 22-7 ish. You know what I mean? I hope. I can't quite read that. Is that a 2 or a 3? 844.
Go F yourself, San Diego. 844-967-2789. Let's get some of our callers in before we run out of time. Wisco Paul, you are up. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
That's why I had to leave sports in disgrace. I erred on too many of the final scores. I was exposed as a fraud, Paulie.
Well, happy Friday. Well, I'm rooting for the Badgers to pull out a win to become bowl eligible because even if it's not the great, I still enjoy watching the Badgers playing ball on the
more important season, realistically, Paul, is next year because the incumbent will suffer at least here in the state of Wisconsin. I've always said that. If the Badgers and the Packers are having a bad year, it's a bad year for the incumbent because people think – we're on the wrong track.
Right. So your state going?
We better have a resurgence.
Losing, so it sucks.
You know, the Badgers play Alabama next year. They play at USC in this newly expanded Big Ten conference. I mean, there's some big games on the schedule. They better not. I think I remember early in the Barry Alvarez era, we played like in Alabama and got lit up like 51-3-ish. If you know what I'm saying, Paul. Ish.
Yeah. Ish. Hey, and then maybe it's because I love Madison so much and the surrounding area, also the UW and UW Sports, but I do have a grievance against the GOP, and that's not building the engineering department building. That, to me, is petty, and it hurts the state. But then again, I'm from the area. I love the Madison area and also the UW. So with that I was a root for the Packers, too. I don't think they're going to pull it out. But
I got to cut you off. 844. At least on the Thursday Thanksgiving game, I'm really quite hopeful.
Uh-huh.
If you know what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. A new name, Jeff from Holman. Up there in God's country. Jeff, welcome to the show. Listening on the Eagle, I hope. What do you got for us? You get the last minute, sir.
Hey,
Jeff.
Sitting down. I'm glad you guys are taking my call. I'm the first time calling. But Dana encouraged me to call through because I'm trying to get him to get to a certain football game tomorrow. The UW Lacrosse Eagles are in the first round of the playoffs, and they play at noon tomorrow in Great Lacrosse. So I really don't have a grievance, but I'm just so stoked about that football game.
Go Eagles, man.
Go Eagles. Right on, man.
Yeah. The first step to like a fourth national championship, maybe fifth.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
Jeff, have a great weekend, man. Thanks for joining us. You should be a more frequent contributor. Thank you to Mike Clements. Thank you to our friend Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect, our fine sponsors, bringing us some 420 facts. Now, Anastasia is going to bring you a fine show. She's been doing a good job this week, filling in for Maggie. Although Maggie was back yesterday, she still doesn't work real hard on Fridays, not like Diamond Crudy. And then Pizza Box Mike, he's a fan favorite. If you don't have Badgers or Bucks, tune in for Pizza Box Mike right here on WMBX 92.7 FM. Go Badgers. Have a great weekend, everyone.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at her home in Georgia at the age of 96.
Rosalynn Carter's